On the Big Sports Breakfast, let's take a closer look at what's happening in the world of soccer, thanks to Wideline Windows and Doors, Parramatta, Tuggerah and Broadmeadow.
Sydney FC have started beautifully this season. They did a job down in Canberra. They're still there. Matty Yerman joins us. G'day, Matt, and well played.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good. Well played last night. It was a good performance. Expected that you would win, but you still got the job done.
Yeah, it wasn't an easy game. They sat back behind the ball, and you know, they made us come at them. So we got a goal in the first half, but you know, once we got the second and third, you know, it was a bit more of a relief, and you know, I think it was well deserved as well.
They made you fight fairly hard because you'd had what, 2-4-0 victories over A League class teams. So Canberra's fairy tale story, while it ended last night, Matty, it was it's still a good contest.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they've done really well to get to, you know, the semi-finals, and you know, I think someone said they hadn't copped a goal since last night. So
that's right.
I mean, it's very good for them, and you know, it's good for the whole cup to have a team like them make it this far. You know, so yeah, it was a good game, and you know, it was a big turnout as well. So I think it was a great night for everyone.
A beanie, mate. Great to have him back.
Yeah, it was great to see him come on and you know, get the goal as well. So it's good for his confidence, and you know, I'm sure it's a big relief for him being out for, you know, a year and a half. So it was great. Yeah, great to see him back.
Mate, he was on the end of a Matt Simon cross from the left-hand side, which was a terrific little finish and a nice confidence boost. Seb Rao with a header in the first half, and I had this earlier this morning. Dimitrijevic had a beautiful goal as well.
The old goals, and yeah, I mean, Dimitrijevic for free kick was delightful to watch. So yeah, it was a good night for us.
It just feels like the season has started exactly as you wanted it to. There's been no great hiccups.
Yeah, we've had a good start, but you know, we're not getting carried away. We had a good start last year as well, so. You know, we don't want to, you know, start getting carried away and then, you know, start dropping results. So every week, every game is a new challenge, and that's how we're taking it at the moment. We just don't want to, you know, get too far ahead of ourselves.
Mate, long pre-season, busy start to the season as well. Do you ever look too far ahead in the diary, or is it one day at a time for you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the pre-season's finished, and you know, that feels like a lot longer than 3 months. But the season started now, and it's going to be you know, a lot of games coming quick. So it's good to be in the cup still as well. We've got the final coming up, and you know, we've got a trip to Wellington on the weekend. So you know, that's all we're worried about at the moment.
Yeah. Is it hard combining the competitions?
No, not really. You know, we had the ACL last year, so it's not really hard to deal with. You know, there's clubs overseas. Obviously, they play a lot more games than us, and you know, the more games, the better. Really, you know, I think all the boys really enjoy playing the games, and the cup games are a bit different. And you know, I think everyone enjoys it.
Well, the good news is, if you're playing, you're not training. And playing's a hell of a lot more fun, Matty, than training.
Just recovery.
Which is terrific. Mate, do you bus back to Sydney to fly to Wellington, or do you fly out of Canberra? What's the go there?
No, we fly out on Saturday morning, so
right. Okay.
We've got a few days. But, we're getting the bus back after recovery this morning.
Okay, well, I know you guys will be heading down to Parliament House in question time, because that's just riveting. viewing for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's part of the tour.
Matt, thanks so much for your time. Well done last night. 4-0, 4-0, 3-0. Fantastic.
Yeah, Matty, before we let you go, mate, we've got a great treat. We've got Ian Rush in the studio for the next half an hour, and I think you've been a bit of a fan.
Yeah, I'm a big Liverpool fan. I actually met Ian Rush last year when he was out here for the Legends Tour, so he's a great guy, and obviously he was a great player, so... you guys are lucky to have him on.
Yeah, we can't wait to have a chat with him. Thanks for your time, Matt.
No worries. Thanks, guys.